News time is 5 after 8. 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. What has been the last 55 years as the Texas A&M Riverside campus is getting a $150 million makeover?
The focus will include robotics and unmanned aerial vehicles, advanced manufacturing, large-scale testing, smart power grids and water systems, and yes, of course, we're very interested in driverless and connected vehicles.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says they are recruiting private industries to develop their products.
This campus will help companies bridge the so-called Valley of Death, where those ideas wither from a lack of money or facilities to continue with prototypes and large-scale testing. Too many good ideas die somewhere between labs and the market, and we want to help you change that.
What will be rebranded as the RELIS campus, an acronym taking the first letter of each of the A&M core values, will also be involved in teaching 10 to 20,000 students. Yesterday's Bryan School Board workshop included hiring two new principals and making what could be the final adjustments to new school boundaries in the fall of 2017.
Next year's principal at Sam Rayburn Middle School is Bryan High Assistant Principal Justin Smith. Board President Doug Wallenberger among those praising the Bryan High graduate.
Well, I just have to say sometimes the only knock you can give against somebody is that you have to find somebody to replace the fine job they're doing somewhere else.
Next year's principal at Sam Houston Elementary is Susan Finch, who's from Lindale in East Texas. As for the new boundaries, consultant Don Hooper says changes reflect recommendations from those in charge of busing students. That includes moving the new Riverstone and Greenbrier subdivisions off 1179 from Bryan High to Rudder.
That way you'll have that entire neighborhood at the same high school and middle school. Now, even though currently there are no students where that little change was made, we do know that there's some townhouses about to be constructed there.
Two changes were made affecting Rayburn and Jane Long. One neighborhood's going to Rayburn, so buses won't have to stop and cross railroad tracks. And moving the boundary in the Memorial Forest subdivision from Rustling Oaks to Camelot means students will attend Long. East of the city, two groups of elementary students along FM 974 are moving from Navarro. An area west of FM 2776 is headed to Bonham, and an area starting at Wheelock Hall Road and Macy Road will go to Houston. Bryan School Board set to take final action on the new boundaries in 2 weeks. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Art and Myra Bright built the first home in the Raintree subdivision in 1978. Yesterday, the neighborhood park was renamed to honor them. Neil Sperry, one of Art's former students, says when people talk about Art and Myra, they always use the word together.
One of the things that some friends that we ate with last night said, they are God's servants working right here on earth among us. And that was really neat. The work that they did in Habitat together. Every time, any discussion, it was about together.
You can hear the entire presentation online at WTAW.com. The 5th annual BCS Salvation Army Doing the Most Good Banquet is the evening of May 6th at the Hilton. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says this year's guest speaker is sure to be a home run.
Our guest speaker this year, we're very excited to have him. He's from the Disney movie The Rookie. It's Jim Morris.
Okay.
Is what the movie was based off of.
Tickets are available by calling the Salvation Army at 979-361-0618. WTAW News Time is 9 after 8. It's 56 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something. something special to hold on to.
Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's 8:10. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure is locked in over the region for the middle of the week. Gives us a much-needed chance to dry out. We'll have sunshine today. Highs will make their way up to 75 to 80 this afternoon. We're clear overnight with lows near 55. Sunny and warm tomorrow. High temperatures will be anywhere from 80 to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will be 55 to 60. It'll be sunny for Thursday, and highs once again will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:11. So in preparation to do this, or actually while I do this story, if one of y'all would Google, what do you call a group of giraffes? What do you call a group of giraffes? Then I could be accurate when I do the story, because, you know, there's always a pod of whales and a pride of lions and things like that.
I got it.
It's like okay. A herd. I'm sorry. I totally just took it from you.
No, I have a different name.
Oh, great. What is it?
Tower.
I like that one better.
Yeah.
A tower of giraffes. All right. Well, visitors to a safari park in Thailand say they were attacked by a...
Tower of giraffes.
Yeah.
They're a little slow.
They're new.
So much for my dream team comment.
No, that's all right.
Yes. We were dreaming all right.
There's never perfection, I guarantee that. Anyway, a video posted on YouTube shows a herd of animals sticking their heads through the windows of a tour bus at the Rescue Safari Park in Bangkok. It all started when one of the tourists... tried to feed a single giraffe. Rest of the herd caught sight of that, and as a result, surrounded the bus. Yeah,
no snacks. Kidding.
Yeah, because back in the day, you used to be able to eat out on the piers in Galveston. Mm-hmm. There was a restaurant out there. I forget what it was called. Royce, what was the name of that restaurant?
I don't know.
But anyway, but there was one.
The Fish Haven.
That's it. But the birds were awful. I mean, they just thought, you know, they wouldn't really come into the structure, but they...
Did you ever take your kids to the petting zoo and give them like a cup of little pellets and then let the animals... Yeah, my parents did.
Here, go be a friend of the animals. Yeah.
Oh my God, there's 40 of them.
My new best friend, right? There you go. Anyway, nobody was hurt. Person who posted the clip clarified they were attacked by friendly giraffes.
Okay. A friendly tower.
Yeah, exactly.
How can you be attacked by something friendly?
Yes, exactly. So there we are. That in mind, it's time to talk about, friendly animals. Yeah. How's that? At the Humane Society.
You know, plenty of friendly animals when we go out to feed cows, and it's like, you know, one's heading, beelining towards you, and you're like, okay, is this the nice one or the mean one? Because, I mean, they're going to die.
That's right. You've got what I want. I'm coming after it. Yeah. It's just a matter of how they do that.
Yeah, we have one that she's, you don't get off the vehicle.
and they never ask permission anyway, right?
No, they don't.
And their manners are horrible.
They talk about herding cats. Herding cats, that's backwards. You just call them. They come.
Yeah. Oh, the cows.
Cats. Yeah. Or the cows.
Your cats come?
My cat comes very well.
Wow.
That's awesome.
He actually comes most of the time better than the dogs.
Mine does, too. Mine's the same way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I'm doing a show. Chelsea, what do you have? Do you have a pet?
Dog.
Okay,
yep, no cats.
Okay.
Dog.
All right, okay. Yep. So that's fine, Brad. We won't talk about that. But
I love my cat.
That's a good thing. You
didn't
should.
Patrick had cats, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, we wouldn't talk about that.
Okay.
But they come if they want to.
Yeah.
That's just I'm going to say.
But no, you say no. Nope. Yours
Dash
really does.
Dash comes when called.
So now, how long have you had Dash?
I've now had him 7 years.
And he was a rescue?
Yeah, he came from the shelter.
How did you train Dash to do that?
Well, there's just like when you train anything, you know, your dogs, your cats, your kids, your husband, whatever it is.
There it is. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, go ahead.
You go ahead. You know, that is the reward behavior. So every time, you know, it started off short where, you know, we would say the same thing at feeding time.
Uh-huh.
You know, kitty, kitty, kitty is normally what people use for your cats.
Right.
And Dash, it's usually, come on, Dash, let's go.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, he knows front door or back door.
Okay.
So he goes either way and he'll know, you know, it's just that consistency. As long as you're consistent.
That's true.
They figure it out. I mean,
very true.
animals, and we are animals as well, are very habitual.
Yep.
And it just, oh, if I'm going to get two snacks when I come, I'm coming.
My dogs know when 5 o'clock is.
Exactly.
I don't
boy,
get that,
mine
but they do.
Too.
Yeah, just
exactly.
It doesn't matter what you're doing, because they don't care what you're doing. It's time to eat, right?
They have to adjust the daylight savings time change.
So. Yeah, that's true. But come on, Dash, let's go. Wow, that's all right. The cat whisperer here, Lee, to tell us. All right, what else is going on at the Humane Society?
We're glad that April is done, and everybody helped us out with April. It was a busy bunch of events that week, or that month, I should say. And now we're looking forward to May, and it's just that, like, we're all just sitting there on bated breath because puppy and kitten season is about to get crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the last couple of years, it's been the second to third week of May that we went from, you know, not having really any kittens to just kittens everywhere. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of waiting to see what's going to happen this year. You know, these late rainstorms may have affected that. We're not really sure at this point in time. But we're gearing up for Adopt-A-Thon May 21st. It's our annual adoption event. All adoptions that day will be half price. We'll also have out there at Adopt-A-Thon, we'll have various rescue groups out there. So you could talk to them about their specific a breed of dog that they put their lives and passions into, or just animal related businesses or groups. So if you're looking for, you know, maybe you want to talk to somebody who does more with agility or search dogs or something of that nature, you can talk to them as well and see how you can get involved. But the puppies and kittens, that being said, we are in need of foster homes.
Okay.
So you're going to be around for the summer. Maybe you know you're going to be here for a couple of weeks and then you're going to be gone. That couple of weeks might make the life or death difference for some of these puppies and kittens. Some of them come in, we get lots of them in at about 6 weeks old. They need to be, especially kittens, 8 weeks and 2 pounds for us to adopt out. So they just need that little bit of grow time, which generally doesn't take too much. Again, about 2 weeks a lot of times. And you will know taking on that foster about how long you're looking for towards having that animal.
Right.
And you might work out with, okay, I can have this foster this long. And the foster coordinator's like, okay, well, that foster really needs a little bit more time. And then, but that gives her that, you know, week or two to find the next foster it's going to go to. We provide everything you need while you have that pet temporarily, from food to blankets to towels to the crate, etc. You know, kittens are super easy. You pretty much put them in a crate in a corner of your house. Mm-hmm. Don't let them run free because they don't have the mama showing them where the litter box is.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
next
yeah.
thing you
Asking
know.
Asking for trouble.
Yeah, you have problems behind your TV. Yeah. And so you keep them in that crate. You know, you're going to take them out, play with them a little bit, and put them back in. They're you know, food and water are pretty self-sufficient besides that. So especially if they're that 6 to 8 weeks old, that's the most fun they can be.
Okay,
so
good.
And the easiest as well. So for more information, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. If you are a pet-related business or organization of some way, shape, and form and want to be out at Adopt-A-Thon, feel free to give us a call or email us at info@aggielandhumane.org.
You can really turn it into an event then, really,
yes,
more than
exactly.
you could actually want to go out there even if you don't want to adopt.
Yeah, even if you're not adopting. And that being said, I forgot, we do have the vaccination clinic that's going on. So rabies vaccinations that day out there, we had, you know, rabies is definitely a concern in Brazos County, so go out there and get your animal rabies vaccinated, microchipped as well, and it's you know, it's easy to do. It's one place, you know.
All
talk
right
to the people as well that you're out there. So, yeah, pet or no pet, we'll have demos throughout the day. And as we get those times scheduled, we'll post that schedule probably the week of.
All right. And website is?
AggieLandHumane.org.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Visit with the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And, of course, we visit the Chamber on Tuesdays, too. And Royce is here this morning. How are you?
I'm fine. It's good to be with you.
First of all, congratulations. Last week you were honored in the Community Foundation.
That's Thank you.
Very deserved.
Well, it was very much appreciated. Yeah.
Before we talk about things in on the chamber calendar, kind of like to get your react as the head of the Chamber of Commerce about the announcement the Chancellor made yesterday about the new campus.
Yeah. Well, I'm personally very excited about it. I think it will spur a lot of development out in that direction. Having been out there, I think I've been in a number of the 32 buildings or so they're going to destroy and or demolish, I think, is a better way to say that. And I think you know, giving that campus a facelift, and there's going to be some ties to business out there, which I think is great. I'm really very much in favor of anything that we do that ties the university with business and with job creation and with the development of some of the Well, the commercialization of some of the developments that happen on campus.
Well, and if you back it in from the business standpoint, I mean, internships are very important, obviously, in people getting jobs. This kind of gives people an opportunity to maybe work with a company at some point in their college career, and they may decide that they like each other.
Exactly, and I think it works good for both. The student can find out if that's an environment and the type of work they want to do, and the company has a chance under an internship to evaluate if that are those the skill sets we need, and is that the type of personality that fits in with our organization.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I think it's all, there's a lot of good from it. That haven't studied it enough to go any deeper than that, but my first brush is that it's a very positive, and it's going to mean something for the local economy from the standpoint of the construction and demolition work and all that's going on out
well,
there.
Well, and it'll give us another growth pod, too,
right,
out in the northwest Bryan or the
right,
western
right.
side of North Bryan. That's a that's an area that that's undeveloped land. There's a lot of opportunity to do almost anything out there.
In that whole area out there, and we were talking off the air, I think that's going to spurn a fair amount of development out there, which will be good for the community.
Absolutely. All right, so tell me
what's
going on.
Well, great. I appreciate talking about that. Well, we're getting ready to go to Washington. We'll be up there next week, leaving Monday morning at 5-something and for a night owl. That's
Yeah, you got to do that. Yeah.
That's right. But we'll be up there Monday through Thursday, and we'll visit all 38 offices, the 36 congressmen and the two senators while we're there. Congressman Flores is working on one of those days where we're going to have a lot of opportunity. I know Congressman Ryan is already committed, and I'm looking forward to visiting with him again in a different role.
So people understand what happens is you don't move, they come to you.
They come to us. We get in one room, and we'll start at 8 in the morning, and we'll go to 5 that afternoon, and every 30 minutes it's a different speaker coming in to talk to us. Pretty impressive.
Yep.
And, you know, we're not able to – we would never be able to walk into Paul Ryan's office and say, you know, we're here to see you.
Right.
But it gives us 30 minutes and the opportunity to – ask questions of someone like that by our group is pretty impressive.
Yep.
We're taking a number of issues. Obviously, healthcare continues to be on the on our agenda. Education's always critical to our community. We'll be pushing for fiscal responsibility up there again. Also, we're not opposed to regulation, but we're very opposed to overregulation, which we feel like businesses are dealing with that. And economic development are some of the issues we're taking.
All right, I want to stop you again. We're going to end up being an interview. There are a lot of people who are not happy with what the United States Chamber of Commerce does from a point of view politically.
Right.
Kind of explain, if you would, the relationship of local Chamber of Commerce here with the national.
Okay, well, our chamber is a member of the U.S. Chamber, but other than that, it's just like a business here that belongs to our chamber. May not agree with everything we do. Actually, we're at odds with them more than I'd like to be on some of the things that they do, just like we're at odds with the Tech Association of Business often. But they speak on a national level. They do not speak locally at all. They do not even really speak from the standpoint of our state. That would be more the Tech Association of Business that would do that. We do always Monday, we will have a two-hour session with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce people. We give them our issues. They bring in their specialist on those issues. It often helps us because we're able then to go into an office and say, we know the U.S. Chamber has got this position, but let me tell you why we differ from that position. Mm-hmm. And we've done that, particularly as it's the Farm Bill some years ago. We were just totally opposite their viewpoint.
Okay.
So if anybody has a problem with a U.S. chamber position, they can let us know, and it's certainly the types of things we take under condition. We do not follow them. They're supposed to follow us. They don't always do it.
I got you.
Okay.
All right. So,
but I appreciate the opportunity to talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, real quickly, this Friday, on to other things, this Friday we have an employee engagement workshop. It's presented by Evolve Performance Group. It'll be from 8:30 to 11:30 at the Phillips Event Center, and it's a workshop designed to help owners and managers understand how employee engagement benefits their business. And the cost for that's $175, and there are still some seats available for that. We have a business after hours coming up on Thursday, May the 19th. That'll be at the Physician Center out on East University. That'll be our normal 5:30 to 7, no charge, and the public's invited to come out and network with us. Have a lunch and learn on the 23rd with Blend College, and it'll be talking about skills for small businesses, and it's part of their skills development activities. This is also a free event. It'll be at the Chamber office, 11:45 to 1. But you need to bring your own lunch, and you need to call and let us know you're coming. To save the dates, because I know we're short of time, 9th Annual Community Softball Classic will be on June 11th. That's a Saturday. Be out at the Bombers Ballpark. CHI St. Joseph Health's our sponsor. Tickets will be $9. That gets you into our game and the Bomber game that night. And we still need a couple of sponsors for that if you'll call and let us know if you're interested. And Founders Night will be Friday, July 15th. At the old President's Home on campus.
Oh, okay.
And then ribbon cutting, we have a deluxe on May the 4th, which is tomorrow, Paradise Oasis Pools, Valencia Court in College Station. We have one today at 4:30, Legacy Mutual Mortgage. They're on State Highway 6 in College Station, and they're in the Real Estate Gallery, the new facility out there, which is really nice if you've not been out there. And then Thursday at 4:30, we rent it outdoors on Texas Avenue in Bryan. They're across from the HEB there, and that's at 4:30. Inner Circle Spotlight, Texas A&M Health Science Center, School of Rural Public Health.
All right.
As always, appreciate the time I have with you, Scott.
Thank you. All right. Very good. Talk to you soon. And have a good time in Washington.
Thank you.
I know you will.
Looking forward to it.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Ben Welch for his influence in the community. Ben is a part of the executive leadership team at Mays Business School and has worked at A&M for 28 years. Ben was recently quoted, "You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give." A graduate of Leadership Brazos, he serves on the board of directors for Junior Achievement and as a deacon at First Baptist Church. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Ben Welch for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The impact of the recession is still lingering. Bank of America has disclosed it's paid $190 million to settle mortgage securities lawsuits filed by the Federal Home Loan Bank of Seattle. The Seattle bank filed the lawsuits in 2009 against Bank of America, Countrywide, and Merrill Lynch, accusing them of being misleading about the quality of their mortgage securities. The Hungarian government is trying to put the brakes on Uber. Officials say they want the company and its ride-hailing app to go away as part of an effort to crack down on unlicensed passenger transport. The world's most expensive lunch goes up for auction again next month. It's a chance to eat and schmooze with billionaire investor Warren Buffett. Buffett has raised more than $20 million for the Glide Foundation, which helps the homeless in San Francisco. The winning bid has topped $2 million in six of the past eight online auctions. Crude oil this morning down 35 cents at $44.43 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Sure would be nice to build that garden this spring, but that push tiller and wheelbarrow are taunting you from the shed. Stop breaking your back and head on over to Sioux Falls Prater Equipment and take a test ride on any of their compact tractors. Speed through that dirt work and feel no pain. Pain-free on your back and your wallet. A 32-horsepower tractor will make short work of your chores and start at only $135 a month. That's a reason to head on over to Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Toothy clues to ancient food. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. During the last ice age, modern humans began migrating from Africa into Eurasia. They gradually displaced Neanderthals, which had survived the harsh climate for hundreds of thousands of years. A study in PLOS One suggests that our ancestors' ability to exploit a wider variety of foods, whatever the environmental conditions, likely gave the newcomers an advantage. University of Tübingen paleoanthropologist Serena Al-Zaadari says patterns of wear and fossilized teeth revealed clues to the ancient hominins' eating habits.
Plants were available in the different environments, but it seems that modern humans actually made an effort to get to these foods. Neanderthals did not seem to have bothered.
Instead, they consumed meat unless plants were easy to find. She attributes the difference to ancient Homo sapiens' relatively sophisticated use of tools. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
There's not much worse than owning a dog, knowing they need training, but not having the time. Between work and kids, how do you find the hours you need to fix bad behavior? Do yourself a favor and call Sit Means Sit. If they could fix the problem dog I have, they can do anything. Aggie-owned, veteran-owned, with options for every budget and availability, all the way up to board and train, where you drop off your dog and then pick them up in a week or two fully trained, there's not a better option in Aggieland. Find them online, sitmeansit.com. That's sitmeansit.com.
Kim Commando here. As we all know, most states have banned texting while driving, and there's no question, texting is just as dangerous as drunk driving. In survey after survey, Americans confess to not only texting, but also Facebooking, Snapchatting, Instagramming, FaceTiming, and taking selfies. Road fatalities were falling for years because of airbags and better car designs. But now, they're up, big time, 8% in the last year alone. So the state of New York wants to get tough with a proposed law. Move over breathalyzer, make room for textilizer, a digital equivalent to the breathalyzer, a hardware device inside police cars. It scans phones for any activity that's forbidden under New York's hands-free driving laws, including talking with the phone at your ear. At any roadside stop, cops can demand your phone and scan it. If you refuse to hand it over, it would be like refusing a breathalyzer. Lose your license for a year. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this, cartridge-free printing. Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to epson.com/ecotank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board had no opposition to what is expected to be the final tweaks to new school boundaries starting in the fall of 2017. That was brought up during a workshop yesterday, along with selecting two new principals.
Consultant Don Hooper, after meeting with the district's transportation office, says high school students in the new Riverstone and Greenbrier subdivisions will be at Rudder instead of Bryan High. In North Bryan, intermediate students from one neighborhood will move from Jane Long to Rayburn.
It prevented the transportation from crossing railroad tracks, which, as you well know, as tight as traffic is around here, and the state law requires every school bus to stop, whether you see a train coming for 100 miles away or not. That's just the law. You have to stop. But when that happens, then all that traffic is further impacted and backed up.
And in the Memorial Forest subdivision, moving the boundary from Rustling Oaks to Camelot means students will attend Long. East of the city, two groups of elementary students along FM 974 are moving from Navarro.
Various areas along that road changes for both sides of the road to be one school where the streets really don't go through. And that area west of Farm to Market 2776 changed from Navarro to Bonham and the area starting at Wheelock Hall Road and part of the Macy Road from Navarro to Houston.
Final action on the new boundaries is expected in 2 weeks. Back to the workshop, the Bryan Board hired a new principal at Houston, Susan Finch from Lindale in East Texas. And the new principal at Rayburn's, Bryan High assistant principal and Viking graduate Justin Smith, a favorite of board member Ruthie Waller.
Justin has touched so many kids' lives he was a good role model when he was growing up. He was a great coach for those kids at Bryan High. And as an assistant principal,
the board finished the workshop in executive session deliberating a complaint made against an unidentified administrator. No action was taken after meeting behind closed doors on the complaint where no details were revealed. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What was originally the Bryan Air Force Base, then taken over in 1962 by Texas A&M as the Riverside campus, is getting a $150 million transformation by the A&M system. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says almost half of the money is going into a center for infrastructure renewal to address the nation's failing roads, bridges, and pipelines.
We have to find better methods, better materials that will be cheaper and last longer if we're going to begin to catch up with the backlog of costly and sometimes dangerous infrastructure problems.
Sharp says the campus will eventually teach 10 to 20,000 students.
And more important, the Center for Infrastructure Renewal will train the industry professionals how best to use the discoveries coming from that site.
A&M's Board of Regents approved the center last week. It's supposed to be completed in December of next year. Sharp says 6 more new buildings will be added while 32 others will be demolished. The airplane landing strips built when the campus was the Bryan Air Base during World War II will remain. About 10% of Union Pacific Railroad's budget for new construction and repairs this year in Texas will be in the Brazos Valley. UP reports $21 million will be spent between Navasota and Pinehurst to replace 42 miles of rail line. Another $22 million will be spent between Rockdale and San Antonio to replace more than 183,000 railroad ties and install more than 107 million pounds of rock ballast. Overall, UP plans to spend $513 million this year in Texas. It's official. Braintree Park is now Art and Myra Bright Park, renamed in honor of the first family to build a home in the Raintree subdivision. Art was a renowned math teacher and coach at A&M Consolidated High School. One of his former students and athletes, Neil Sperry, spoke at yesterday's ceremony.
In 100 years, if a newcomer asks who were Art and Myra when they come down the street and they see the sign, our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren in a chorus will say, I know those people, I know their names, because great-grandpa Neil talked about them and Tom and all the rest of us. God's people, they'll be loved here in this place and forever.
Art and Myra volunteered for many local organizations and helped bring Habitat for Humanity to the community. To hear the entire presentation and see pictures of the park, go online to WTAW.com. Tickets are still available for the 5th annual BCS Salvation Army Doing the Most Good Banquet. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says the event features guest speaker Jim Morris, the Major League Baseball player featured in the Disney movie The Rookie.
People coming out, having a good dinner, enjoying a good fellowship and listening to a good speaker, but more importantly, helping their neighbors out in need here in the community.
Call the Salvation Army at 979-361-0618 to purchase tickets for Friday's banquet at the Hilton. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 56 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Years ago, the Texas Railroad Commission oversaw the operations of railroads. These days, the commission is left cleaning up the train wreck caused by Obama's energy policies. But Obama's not alone. 15-year career politician Wayne Christian is just as bad. Christian supports subsidizing green energy, leaving taxpayers on the hook, like Obama did in California with Solyndra. Wayne Christian and Barack Obama, wrong for Texas. There's a better choice for Texas Railroad Commissioner, Gary Gates. Gates is a business owner with a record of growing jobs. He understands the commission's role overseeing the oil and gas industry and knows private sector solutions work best. And Gates opposes Obama's regulations and says no subsidizing green energy. We don't need career politician Wayne Christian. The Railroad Commission needs a proven business owner, Gary Gates, not an Austin insider, not a career politician.
I'm Gary Gates, and I don't care about political correctness. I care about Texas. Political ad paid for by Gary Gates for Texas.
Good morning. It's 8:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, and they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
High pressure is locked in over the region for the middle of the week. Gives us a much-needed chance to dry out. We'll have sunshine today. Highs will make their way up to 75 to 80 this afternoon. We're clear overnight with lows near 55. Sunny and warm tomorrow. High temperatures will be anywhere from 80 to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will be 55 to 60. It'll be sunny for Thursday, and highs once again will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, 8:41, and again, going to be really nice weather with the northerly breezes this morning and this afternoon, and so even if the temps do get up into the 80s, it'll be a pleasant 80, I guess. What is it, like 55? Is that still pretty much where
right
we are?
Now,
yeah, something like that.
I'm showing like 68. That might be internal.
What? Okay.
That's the internal temperature here, probably.
Yeah, I hope so. So the price of gas now at a six-month high, $2.22 a gallon, according to AAA. I don't know. What's gas costing here?
I saw like 203, I think.
Oh, I got 189 the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I do diesel, and it went over $2.
Oh, okay.
But still. But that price, that 222, is up 8 cents from last week, and causing experts to think that maybe the rising cost of gas could cause problems for people thinking about driving vacations. You know, 222, I think people were remembering a lot higher than that.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't. So did you notice prices in gas in California? Or
much higher.
Okay.
Yep, yeah. I want to say up into the 280s, 90s,
yeah,
maybe even closer, close over three in some areas. Yeah.
Those people are just used to paying more. That's
exactly
why they live in California. Fine. Anyway, analysts believe you better be prepared for price hikes leading up to Memorial Day. Yeah, they always do somehow find a way to do that, don't they? All right, so beards. Beards.
Mm-hmm. Beards.
How do you feel about beards? Beards.
Careful there.
Well, they're back in style, and women like them to a point. A study had women look at groups of men with beards at different growth stages. So now we're going to take our Infomaniacs, because we can, our Infomaniacs anecdotal survey of Chelsea Reber.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Now, all right, so here's kind of to give you an idea the way they broke this down.
Okay.
They found that the perfect beard was about 10 days old.
Okay.
Then you got the clean shaven to light stubble winning second best.
Yep.
And full beards really didn't go over well, nor did 5-day growth. So there. So we got 10-day. We've got clean shaven to light stubble.
Okay.
Full beards, and then the 5-day growth. So of those four... What do you think would be your favorite?
I'm a big fan of the scruff, so I guess that whatever they said the second place was.
Yeah, that's like
some
5 days.
Some people's 5 day is kind of scruffy.
Well, see,
I guess it just depends on the growth, and the rate of growth depending on the person.
I think that's the deal. I really do, because if you don't have a heavy beard,
right,
then your 10-day may look be mistaken for a 5-day.
Yeah.
It.
I like the full-grown beard on certain guys. I do not like the Duck Dynasty beard. That I'm just
see. I don't understand
it's
that.
It's too much. It's you, even if you maintain it and groom it, it's still just kind of.
Well, you have to have been with your partner for a long time. She must really like that.
All of those pretty women on Duck Dynasty were with them, I think, before they started growing out those gnarly beards.
Probably so. When they, they loved them for different reasons other than their beard. Anyhow, but now at the bottom of the list is a full beard, and also there is the soul patch.
Oh,
What is this, 2002?
Yes, and that's the thing is, you know, so I went to look up what Soul Patch was for fear it was something terrible that I really shouldn't be saying on the radio. But it really was that that African-American men and quite often musicians, jazz musicians, had that look.
Yeah.
And so that's what that is. Yeah, I don't I don't think so. Anyway.
You know, that info was kind of all over the place. I think it kind of depends on the woman,
I think,
and the guy.
The woman, definitely in the rate of growth of the hair on the man.
Okay, so now how do they do this thing where they keep the permanent stubble? How do they keep like the 4-day growth thing?
That's got to be tough. I don't know.
Yeah. Brad, do you have any insight in that?
You know, I think the best thing to do is like instead of using an actual razor on your face for that, use clippers.
Yeah. And then just set it like at a higher or lower. I don't know how that works.
Because I only grew a beard once in my life, and actually it was when I was a junior in high school, and so I went in school for a while, and I grew a beard, and that was okay, you know, but once it gets past the itchy stage. But then the next time I tried to grow one, I had too much gray, my ego couldn't take it, so I didn't do that anymore. But
I like the gray in my beard. I need to clean mine up right now a little bit,
because
I'm trying to let it grow out a bit, but you know, I think I've been told by numerous people full beard looks really good on me. So.
Oh, okay. But does it take a while? Is that the, you know?
I'm Italian, so it grows quick.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's the other thing. Some people just, it takes a lot longer, and that growth period is not pretty.
Well, that's it. And they go, oh, look at that, because they see the
and they get sick of it.
Right
patchy. Ooh.
All right. Well, then, okay. another perfect use for the Ron Popeil spray on hair.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Just hit the chin line with that. Yeah. Okay. Just saying. All right. The biggest ever winner on Jeopardy is coming back. Ken Jennings.
Yeah.
Yep. He'll be on ABC's game show 500 Questions during the show's two-hour season premiere. That'll come up on May the 26th on 500 Questions. Contestants must answer 500 general knowledge questions, but if a player answers three questions incorrectly in a row, he or she is eliminated.
Mm.
When he was on 74 episodes in 2004, brought in $2.5 million.
It's a smart dude.
Yeah, and I guess kind of made a little bit, well, and more than just smart, socialized as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not absolutely so nerdy that he wouldn't be a good contestant, because that's got to be part of it, too. It has to be somebody that is engaging in some way, shape, or form, and so, anyhow. But $2.5 million, not bad.
I don't remember. Did he beat Watson, or did Watson beat him?
Is that the computer?
The supercomputer.
I don't know. I think
okay, Watson beat him.
Okay.
See, wow.
You looked it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Being an old guy, I used to watch Jeopardy when it was really difficult, when they had lots of Greek and Roman stuff, and now it's kind of like, you know, what
more
was
pop Red, culture type
yeah,
things.
What was Red Fox's name? I mean, what, that's Jeopardy? Come on. Who is Fred Sanford? Oh, good. That's, pop culture for 20. Yeah.
Why is Kim Kardashian famous? Nobody knows!
Yeah. Hey, get this. If you're a music person, the mega all-star classic rock concert is a go. Sir Paul McCartney, The Who, The Rolling Stones all have confirmed that they will be performing October 7th, 8th, and 9th in Indio, California.
That sounds amazing.
Home of Coachella? Yeah. All three released mysterious short videos with the word October. Bob Dylan also on board, as is Roger Waters and Neil Young.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. There will be two artists per night sharing the same stage. Tickets and camping info will be announced soon. Billboard said all six artists will be paid $7 million for each gig.
Wow.
Yeah. And like Coachella, a second weekend may be added.
Hmm.
Pretty serious money.
What an incredible lineup.
Yeah, it really is. Wow. It really is. And that's that'll be fun. And you know, that's the thing, is at least for all of them, they're all so old that they won't be in some altered state of consciousness, I don't think. I mean, I think they don't have much choice, because if they were, they wouldn't be able to perform. Right.
Yeah. There's not much worse than owning a dog, knowing they need training, but not having the time. Between work and kids, how do you find the hours you need to fix bad behavior? Do yourself a favor and call Sit Means Sit. If they could fix the problem dog I have, they can do anything. Aggie-owned, veteran-owned, with options for every budget and availability, all the way up to board and train, where you drop off your dog and then pick them up in a week or two fully trained, there's not a better option in Aggieland. Find them online, sitmeansit.com. That's sitmeansit.com.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
There's not...
Look young.
No, no. News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 10 till. Look at the weather in just a minute. It's really nice outside, just by the way. Again, going to be up near 80 today, but when it's all said and done, it's going to be cool at night and do that all week long, and there won't be any rain. Hey, folks, it's Suddenlink. Want to remind you, going on right now, it's the Switch and Shout event. When you switch, you can get SL200 HDTV, 50 meg internet and phone for $69 a month. Once you've made the switch, you buy two, you get three for $69. It's just that easy. And, you know, here's the deal. Check out your speed. You can go to speedtest.com, and you can figure out exactly speedtest.suddenlink.com. You can find out exactly how fast your speed is because we've been talking about this. How many megs do you have? Where are you going right now? I guarantee you Suddenlink is faster than that. And, you know, both new and current customers can upgrade to new plans with unlimited data. So Suddenlink has this new unlimited data plan that's available. It's a perfect time if you're a big gamer, if you're a big data user, do that. It just gets better and better. And that's what Suddenlink has been doing. And we've talked about moving. That could be difficult, but Suddenlink wants to make sure that if you're making a move, that you can have a person there to help you transition into your new environment and make sure that you have the speed that you want. They'll send a technician to set up your services at your new home. Call Suddenlink or visit suddenlink.com/easymove for more instructions about that. But that's just one of the many ways that Suddenlink can help you out. Be sure and take advantage of the deal they've got going on right now. That's Suddenlink. Go to suddenlink.com for more information.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X salicylic acid peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime. So you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Everyone knows that your neighborhood Rattlers is your quick stop to find all kinds of in-store specials every day, and May is no exception. Stop by Rattlers for a quick snack of delicious nachos and any size fountain drink only $2 with your Rattlers rewards card. And if that doesn't wet your whistle, grab a 24-pack of Nestle's Pure Life water only $3.99. When you're headed home from a hot day on the job, pick up an 18-pack of beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Coors, and Miller only $15.99. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
About 7 till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're going to call Mr. Downs.
Woohoo!
And see if he's... I think he's here. I have fascinating news for him.
What do you call a group of giraffes?
Well, ask him.
If there's somebody who would know, it would be Mr. Downs.
You know, he might.
Yeah. I know.
He might, yeah. Have to go to the front desk, I guess, and see if he's
there. That's probably where he is.
Yeah, he's hanging around up there trying to impress the front desk help with all the things that he knows.
He's probably up there right now.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Hannah.
Hannah, this is Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Is Mr. Downs in the building? Do we know?
He is. He's sitting right in front of me.
See?
Telling me what I heard a giraffe.
Of course.
Golly. Oh, could I talk to him, please?
Yes, you may. Just one moment.
Thank you.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh.
Hello.
What, does she have your to-do list? Is that what it is? Do you walk in and say, okay, Hannah, what am I supposed to do today, or what's
Hannah
going on?
Hannah is fluent in French. Here
okay.
goes. Go say something to him in French, would you?
Est-ce qu'il y a le fromage?
Is there cheese?
Oh, is there?
She didn't finish it, though, with...
I could speak French, except everything sounds like Inspector Clouseau just said it.
Yeah, it's true. Well, because I had a little bit of news for you.
Oh, good.
And then I also had a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know what you call a group of giraffes?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's the same thing you call a group of volleyball players. A tower.
Nice.
Oh,
see,
listen to you.
He knew.
No, he didn't.
He was listening today.
Yeah, he was.
Actually, today's Candy 95's day in the barrel.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's up there.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
I've already noticed two commercials back-to-back that shouldn't have been. I mean, it's one of those things.
Perfect.
You know? Everybody loves it when it's their day.
You bet. Absolutely. Yeah. So CBS announced yesterday they're rolling out the first new Star Trek series in more than 10 years.
Yeah. Are we going to have to pay for that?
Well, it's in CBS All Access.
Anytime a network says All Access, that usually means it's not All Access.
It
usually means there's money involved, and it's mine.
They're calling it their subscription streaming service.
Oh, man.
I know.
Are they going to give it to us free at least for a while?
The premiere will be on, as they call it, regular TV.
Yeah. Over-the-air terrestrial broadcasting?
Something like that. No word on casting yet.
Well, when are they planning on making a word on casting?
I'm not sure.
What's the deal?
So I was listening to...
What was the date again?
The date is it just says it'll be in early 2017.
They better get a move on.
Yeah.
Because it's starting to be middle 2016 right now.
Yeah, it is. I was listening to the best show on radio over the weekend, and... they were discussing with Leslie Stahl different things about Star Trek, and they mentioned why did Leonard Nimoy get the job of Spock, and the correct answer was because he looked so much like an alien without makeup on that Gene Roddenberry had actually met him when he was producing another show, and he thought to himself, if I ever do a space show, that guy would be a good alien.
Well, yes, there is that. See, the reason you mentioned that and the reason they brought it up on your favorite radio show is because there's a new oral history of Star Trek.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
That's being issued. There is a book coming out, and it includes a memo from Gene Roddenberry that he wrote to Shatner and to Nimoy, and it ends with, your former friend, Gene Roddenberry.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They were hard to work with, as it turns out.
Well, he apparently called them in because they were having diva fights with one another.
Yes, and that's what this, and he sent a letter to DeForest Kelly also, Bones.
Really?
And but he was included just out of courtesy, so he would know what the fight was about.
Okay.
Just in the loop.
But the best part I liked about that memo, it said, William, I'm not including you just as a courtesy. Same thing with you, Leonard. You're not being included as a courtesy.
Wow.
This is not an FYI for either one of you.
Very good. Well,
I like that phrase. This is not an FYI for you.
Yeah, I like it. Make note of that if you ever see it. Thank you.
What's all of this? Okay. Most of my important documents, you know, client information, legal forms, documents, they never leave my side.
Well, have you heard of Embassy Records Management and Storage? They offer shredding and storage services.
Go on.
Embassy has a state-of-the-art system that enables you to store, track, and retrieve your items from your computer. Plus, they're local, so you'll get your files within 24 hours.
So I can store them, track them, and retrieve them whenever I want?
Exactly.
I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's the Infomaniacs. Okay, robbery 101. If you rob the same place more than once, you're probably going to get caught. Philip Wayne Burgess, 35, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Sentenced to 32 years in prison for robbing the same home several times. The prosecutor, one Terry Harris, said... There are a lot of family heirlooms with about $50,000 in losses, and the victim was not reimbursed for that. The jury recommended that Burgess pay $15,000 fine as well as serve his prison sentence. The house was under renovation at the time.
Most criminals leave the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
And don't come back.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, we will give you permission to be a geek.
Yes.
We apparently have found out that it's okay to be a geek.
Finally.
Yeah. And let me see, other nominations for the Tony Awards are going to be announced this morning. They probably already have. I just didn't get around to it. And This is a truly... Oh, wait. This is a sad story. I hate to end on sad stories. Hello?
What? Now, that's a sad story.
It really is.